I suppose that this next 5 minutes may be the most important in your entire life, because I'm going to tell you the greatest secret.
Pat Robertson, jerk.
Hip hop, H-E-A-D. Since fifth grade, I've been living like an OG. You know me, white skin with the sweatpants, playing kickball in the yard with the sweatband. Girls with the headbands, dudes with the slap bands. They got banned in my school cause they hurt hands. They hurt man cause the metal popped out. Marks on your wrist that made mom wanna shout. And the principal's not happy with shit like this. He punishes kids with slap bands on their wrists. Not to mention he hates our hip hop music, so he takes our tapes and breaks compact discs. I can't take it, he makes me so pissed off. So when I go home I put on Wu-Tang songs. 11 years old I find solace in music. Remember this is way before we knew about boozing. It's kinda funny when I talk about it now though, cause 10 years ago I used to rock a polo with a horse on the hat to match. Suburban thugs with Walkman full of gangster rap. Remember that? Starter jackets with your team on the front. Remember that? Snack packs, chocolate pudding at lunch. Remember that? Baggy ass pants we used to call jams, back when Snoop Doggy Dog really was badass. Remember that? 64 pack Crayola set. Remember that? Bubble gum that looked like cigarettes. Remember that? G.I. Joes that shot laser beams, and Apple IIe's with green and black screens. Remember Warren that? G was my man back in 94. I copped a CD at Sam Goody up in the mall. The songs were so banging, I listened to them all, but cut the volume way down with my dad at the door. The cursing in rap music, it really bothered parents. Those black and white stickers made it hard for us to hear it, but I kept on. I never begged from my knees, I made fake IDs just to buy CDs. I respected these artists and rappers. My best friend growing up was a black kid. He turned me on to Wu-Tang's cream. Ever since back then I've been living the dream. And I don't mean to imply that he's the only reason that I liked hip-hop more than I liked breathing. But believe me, he was a good kid, rocking Emmett Smith jerseys during recess and phys ed.
Remember that?
Starter jackets with your team on the front.
Remember that?
Snack packs, chocolate pudding at lunch.
Remember that?
Baggy ass pants we used to call jams, back when Snoop Doggy Dog really was badass.
Remember that?
The 64 pack Crayola set.
Remember that?
Bubble gum that looked like cigarettes.
Remember that?
G.I. Joes that shot laser beams, and Apple IIe's with green and black screens. Remember that?
When you hear this song,
this is one free concert.
That's the music of the shit.
Yep. When you hear this song,
East Rap was an infant when rap got hot. I banged out the beats on my Fisher-Price box. Even Bruce Springsteen or Olivia Newt. If the song had drums, then it was never on mute. I got my first albums from my older sister. Snoop Dogg's Doggy Style was the hottest shit, kid. When I found out Dre made all of Snoop's beats, I copped his damn album in the same damn week. Dre's album was sick, the beats made me vomit. Here I am, 10 years old, no idea what's chronic. It's ironic when people fuck up the word ironic, so I'm not gonna rhyme it. Not even gonna try it. The moral of the story, hip hop's in my veins, and my firstborn child is gonna be trained to love hip hop in the way that I do. Headphones on mom's belly, hip hop up in the womb, yeah. Thank you.
Goodbye, children.